All right. Well, thank you, Bob and Jeannie, for the opportunity to share. It's what a blessing to share God's word. You know, that song, The Shadow of My Wings, comes from Psalm 91. Let's take a look at that Psalm 91, if we could. It was so wonderful hearing Jeannie share what she shared about that incident, trying to determine or going to God in light of that special situation where they were missing those funds. And what Jeannie did is what, you know, what God expects us to do, and that is to release those needs, release that particular need to Him, to go to Him and to look to Him for the solution. And in Psalm 91, if you look at verse 1, it says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust." So it's pretty amazing when we think about the shadow of His wing, or resting in the shadow of His wing, or if we look at this word, He's our refuge and our fortress. So the word refuge is a place of safety, protection, or shelter. Jeannie needed safety. She needed protection. She needed sheltering with a very specific need in her life. What did she go? What did she do? She went right to God with that need. And, you know, you can almost think of it for a minute is that she just climbed right up under His wings, right? Mm-hmm. Just climbed right up in His lap, and He was ready. He was waiting for her. He knew she was on her way, and He was ready to take care of that situation, and He sure did. And, you know, Sal mentions in the song, "Under the shadow of your wings, I find trust." So, you know, when we think about it, it does talk. In fact, let's go ahead and let's look at this Psalm 16:11 for a minute. We're just going to look at a couple of verses here this evening here. You know, as we go to God with all of the specific needs or concerns or cares or, you know, just things that we're working through in our lives, things that we're planning and developing, etc., or immediate needs like what Jeannie shared, you know, that's that time that we go and we go to that secret place. That secret place is that intimate relationship with God where we can just cast all of our cares upon Him with the full assurance, the trust that He is going to meet that need. And Psalms 11, it talks about the fortress. It says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In Thy presence is fullness of joy. At Thy right hand there are pleasures evermore." Again, that intimate relationship, that time that we spend with God. So the thing that's so amazing about this trust relationship, that trust is really to a dependence upon Him, isn't it? Isn't that really what it is? It's a dependence on Him. Mm-hmm. And it's to acknowledge and trust and believe in the promises that He's provided us through His word. If we look at, it's really putting God first in our lives. Let's look at Psalm 5:11 for a minute here. And, you know, when you think about it, being under the shadow of His wings, in His protection, in His safety, in His security, that's where we want to live. That's where we want our lives to be moment by moment. I love, Judy, that you shared with us those verses that you recite out loud first thing in the morning. I think that is the word of God spoken, and it's going to have a response in our lives as we speak it to ourselves, as we confess the word and put God first and go to Him first. And Psalm 15:11, it says, "Thou wilt show me the path." Oh, I'm sorry. Psalm 62:8. Excuse me. Psalm 62:8. My fault. We already looked at Psalm 5. It says, trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. He's a refuge for us. And then if you look at Proverbs 29:25, most of these verses are verses that we've looked at in the past, but I think day by day, as we just acknowledge that God is our total source of supply, and he's the one that we go to in each and every situation. And then I did mention earlier Psalm 5:11. I'm going to see Proverbs 29:25. I'm sorry, 29:25. Yeah.
Psalms
29. Yeah. I'm sorry, Proverbs 29:25. Proverbs 29:25 says, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Mm-hmm. See, God is our all in all. 2 Corinthians 10:5, and then we've got one more verse we're going to look at here. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Do you have that in your Bible? Do you have 2 Corinthians 10? Mm-hmm. Would you read that, Jeannie?
It says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
That's right. So that's how Judy starts her day. She puts God's word on first in her life. And by putting that word of God on first in the morning and putting it on daily and putting it on as moment by moment as we deal with these specific situations in our lives, right, that the first thing we do is we look to God's word. What does God's word say? What does the promise of God say? And one of the foundational realities of all of this is that intimate relationship with him, that we go to him, we trust him. What happens when we trust him is we have peace in our lives. If you look at Isaiah 26:3, mm-hmm. You all are very familiar with this verse, Isaiah 26:3. It says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. That's part of that intimate relationship with the Father, that trust relationship that we have with him. Once we go to God and we look to God for the answers and solutions and answers to prayers in our lives, what happens when we go to him and we depend upon him in that trust relationship? We have peace, right? Mm-hmm. We have the peace of God. And that peace of God is the end of all doubt, worry, fear, concern. That peace is what I like to think of it as undisturbed believing. It's just an undisturbed trust in him that there's never a situation, there's nothing that's going to happen or not happen in my life that I need to happen or I need an answer to prayer or I need direction or whatever it is I might need. When we look to God and we give those needs to him in that intimate relationship with him, he in turn restores and gives us peace in our lives. And that's what you ended up with. You had great peace and joy, right? Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to just take a minute because, the reality of God's presence in our lives and his desire to father us, to be there in each and every situation in our lives. That's his joy. I mean, we are his joy and crown, right? We talked about, Bob introduced that whole topic of the epistles of John. And one of the verses in John talks about, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, And Bob kind of introduced the year in a really wonderful way. And let's really focus on that love that God has for us. You know, there's a lot of things that go along in the world that are going on around us. A lot of people have different beliefs and thoughts and opinions about God, but really the simplicity of it and the beauty of what we have to share is that love of God that he has for each one of us. I just want to take a little couple minutes and just encourage all of us to remember that there's nothing going on in our lives now or in the future that we can't go to him in that intimate relationship with him where we find that shelter and that rest, right? Under the shadow of his wings. If you think about a baby bird maybe being under the shadow of a mother's wings, you would think, wow, that baby bird's well taken care of. He has no cares. He's warm. He's comfortable. He's sheltered. He's got a warm mom right there. That's kind of the idea of that verse, that that he protects us and he takes care of us. So anyway, just a couple of wonderful promises from God's word. Yeah.
God. Yeah. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very good. Do you want to close with some prayer?
Yeah. Father, thank you so much for your love, and thank you that we can come to you just moment by moment in our lives, that there's nothing too difficult for you, Father. We love to just acknowledge your word, but God, you're always there for us, Father. And so we thank you for everything that you've done for us through your Son, that we can walk in great freedom and great liberty and with great joy and peace in our lives, and where we can just effervesce with your goodness and everybody around us can see it and experience it as well through our lives. So anyway, we thank you for this wonderful night in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.